From Spark and Anvil and Circuit Forge, this is Coil and Store in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the workshop bench sat a hare and a beaver, each guarding a favorite thing. Coil, the hare, kept one paw on a loop of wound wire, springy and ready. Store, the beaver, patted a tiny drum-shaped tank fondly, the way she patted a water barrel. A student stopped between them. "You both say the same thing," the student said. "You both resist a change. So what happens if I wire the two of you together, into one loop?" Coil's ears went up. Store tilted her head. Neither of them had ever tried it. Watt, the workshop mentor, leaned in the doorway and said nothing at all, only watched. Coil went first, because hares always do. She ran current through her wound loop and waved it near a paperclip, which leapt and stuck. "My whole trick is this," she said. "I turn current into a reach, a magnetic field, and I hate a sudden stop. Cut my current off fast, and I keep it coasting for a moment, like a spinning wheel that won't quit." She touched the wire off, and the paperclip clung an instant too long before it dropped. "Sudden change? I fight it. I keep the current going." That was Coil's one astonishing job: hold energy as an invisible reach and refuse to let the current start or stop all at once. Store went next, calm where Coil was springy. She tapped her little drum. "Mine's a tank," she said. "Not for water, for charge. When there's plenty, I fill. When there's a shortage, I hand it back." She set a real water barrel beside it to show the same thing. "And I hate a sudden jump. Push my voltage up fast and I soak it up. Let it drop fast and I pour charge back to hold it steady. Fill on the surge, empty on the dip." The little tank smoothed every bump the student threw at it. That was Store's craft. Hold energy as charge in a tank and refuse to let the voltage leap or crash all at once. Then the student did it, wired the hare's coil and the beaver's tank into a single loop, gave it one push and let go. And the loop began to ring. Coil's coasting current poured into Store's tank until it was brimming. Then the full tank pushed back, pouring its charge through Coil, who caught it and coasted it onward, rebuilding her magnetic reach, which collapsed again into the tank, back and forth, field to tank to field. Tick, tick, tick. The two change resistors, wired together, had stopped merely bracing and started trading. On the breadboard, a small light pulsed with the rhythm. Blink, blink, blink. A steady beat. "That's a rhythm," the student breathed. "You made a clock." "We made a heartbeat," said Coil, watching the current slosh. "Time it right, and it's a tuner, a timer, a beat for a song. Neither of us can do it alone. I only ever coasted, she only ever smoothed. But hand the energy back and forth, and it keeps time." Watt smiled from the doorway. "You two are appointed together," he said. "Build your loop, students. A coil, a tank, one push, and watch the current ring." Coil and Store sat close and watched the little light keep its beat, blink after patient blink, the rhythm they had built between them. The hare who hated every sudden stop and the beaver who smoothed every sudden jump had spent so long each bracing alone against a change. Now the bracing had become a pulse, one leaning into the other and back again, and Coil felt the old restless coasting in her springy body settle at last into something steady and glad, a heartbeat she could only ever have made with a friend. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Coil and Store. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.